All right, we're back.
Motherfucker says, I'm going to start it now. Nope.
It was, I wasn't as prepared as I thought. I was reading something, and then I tried to click off of it, and then it clicked onto something. Anyways, we're back.
We're back.
I don't know what I was going to say there. We're back.
We're back.
Social media, follow us on Twitter, MySpace.
Yeah.
Like us, rate us, 5-star us on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Apple Music, album soon.
Yeah.
Did
you play any fun pranks for April 1st, Matt?
What's April 1st?
April Fool's Day.
Oh.
You fool.
Well, I just fooled you, Dan. April Fools. There it is. That was my one for the decade.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're out.
I'm out.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, I'm banned from the joke?
You're done.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to complain. I think I deserve to be out, to be fair. It was pretty lackluster.
Yeah, I agree. You should definitely be out.
Yep, I know. I'm out. We're good. No worries.
I don't have any questions. Well, that was my question.
Oh, that was the question. How about this? I have a question. Did you do any silly pranks for April 1st? No, huh?
No.
See, it's because it's not for adults.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?
For adults,
bro. No one's fucking playing April Fool's pranks or making jokes on April Fool's.
It's good, yeah.
No one does though. There's no good ones. When's the last time
you know? I don't know. I ain't looking though.
Exactly. If people cared, they'd look. You didn't care.
I don't know. No.
No. Most people probably don't care.
Well, I did. Now I don't.
What do you mean you did? Like, when did you care? Like,
You
didn't care before on the day of.
Before you hurt me.
But you didn't even, you didn't care. You said you didn't care. You said you didn't care on the day of.
You hurt me.
Okay. I'm sorry I ruined your holiday, Dan.
Okay.
I'm like the Grinch of April Fools.
Yeah.
No other way to put it.
That's none.
I'm just I'm just an awful person when it comes to April Fools. I hate it.
Yeah.
And anyone who celebrates, and I look to ruin it. So my goal next year is to make April 1st not happen for as many people as possible.
Okay, all right, okay.
In the most ominous way possible.
Yeah, that was pretty fucking ominous.
Yeah.
All right, well, I do have League of Legends things today, so.
Oh, man.
Let's.
When does the podcast transition from a League of Legends podcast to a full-on just Danny and Matt talking podcast?
I mean, it could be that now.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of is that already, to be honest. Every day.
Actually, the entire podcast talking.
But you know, it's
nope.
Not based around League of Legends, you know.
I'm so based.
No, you're not. Based in what way? Like, I feel like the term "based" gets thrown around a lot, you know. What? I don't even think that was my foot.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
Something else happened? I'm crazy.
Look at the thing I just sent you on Discord.
Making me think of...
What does that look like?
You know what it looks like.
It's like Homer.
I know.
Oh, that's fucking funny. All goofy too.
Anyways.
I saw that and I was like, he's gotta see that.
Yeah.
New Dune was announced.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I think the term base gets thrown around too much, and I don't like that. I don't know if, like, what does it mean? What does it mean to you?
Based.
Yeah. Elaborate. I think it's supposed to mean like your opinion is like, I don't know.
Good.
Sure. Yeah. But like, why not just say like good opinion or good point? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't like base.
I don't know. Whenever I say like things like that around one of my coworkers, he's always like, oh, is that that? What is it? Gen Z talk. Yeah.
You're like, that's base. He's like, fucking loser.
He's like, no, he doesn't say that. He just asks if that's, you know, from that generation. I'm like,
say hip. That's what it is. Yeah,
I guess.
You're old.
Yet I don't have a hip.
No hips.
It's dead.
Don't people usually have like two? So did you only? Never mind. We'll keep going. What else do you want?
So hip.
So hip. Dune announced, right?
Is that what we're How do we about? Say what the third one is?
Messiah, right? Dune Messiah?
No. What, like, you know, Dune 1 was Duno, and then it was Dude. Now it's the third one.
Was Dune 2 Dunoed?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with that.
What was the third one, then?
The second book is called Dune Messiah.
What's the third one?
Yeah, I mean, it's Dune, but the E's a 3. That's it. There it is.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I mean,
I don't see why they wouldn't just call it that.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
free marketing.
Yeah.
We've already started marketing it, and it hasn't even been announced yet. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's that.
Oh.
Oh.
Alien will re-release in theaters on April 26th. Is this true?
Wow. You know, they've been re-releasing old movies for like a while now.
No.
Yeah. No, a lot of, yeah. Yep.
Damn.
A bunch of movies been getting re-releases like steadily.
Movie guy not telling me.
What, you gonna go watch Alien in theaters, bro? Too scary for you, Dan. You're not built for it.
I'd probably go see it.
It's not that scary.
Yeah, I know. I'd probably go see it.
Yeah, okay. Go see it, then.
Do you want to see it with me, or?
I did watch, it's one of the movies I've watched this year. I'm not opposed, because seeing it in theater could be, like, you know, a different experience, I guess. I could be down. We'll talk. We'll see. We'll see if it comes to a theater near us.
Dude, Civil War comes out, too.
Yeah.
New Avengers.
That one already came out, Dan.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't watch it.
I did. Anyway.
Yeah, I figured.
We will be seeing movies together.
True.
At least one. In person. Over Discord.
Okay.
Multiple.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thousands.
I mean, probably, I don't think I'm going to reach 1,000 on the year, but.
Millions.
I don't. Yeah, sure. You know what? I'm with it. Fuck it. A million movies. That's the goal now.
That's.
I better start watching and.
Do you think there are a million movies?
Is that a joke?
Like that's a lot.
You don't think there's a million movies?
I think there's probably hundreds of thousands, but I don't know if there's a million yet.
No shot there's not a million movies. There's just no shot. You know how long they've been making movies?
Yeah.
It's like forever.
Dumbass, you're wrong.
No shot.
I don't know. The first thing I Googled, it said 500,000, and I looked at the date and it was from 2011, so.
Okay. Well, there's no way there's only 500,000. I guess it depends on, like, what we're classifying.
I don't know.
Anyways, I'm right. You're right. We're both right. It's Schrodinger's how many movies are there.
Why is this only from fucking 2012. All right, this one's from 2023.
People stop caring about how many movies there are in the world after 2012.
I'm not seeing it. Just seeing a lot of revenue and shit. How many movies are there in the world? According to the website, the numbers. There have been over 486,000 movies. However, this number only includes movies that have been released theatrically.
Yeah.
Oh, So that's missing at least a million.
Yeah, it's missing a cool 1 million movies that have been... I mean, honestly, like, when you think about all the like, fucking slop that went straight to fucking DVD or... I mean, even stuff that's been released exclusively on VOD or streaming at this point, like, gotta be a high number. I don't know. Kind of crazy see. To think that there isn't just easily, like, a million movies that have been released theatrically.
According to a recent report... Okay, when did this come out?
How recent?
Yeah, when did this come out? Okay, this was updated 2 years ago. Okay.
I was right. I was literally right.
According to a recent report, an estimated 4,752 theatrical cinema films were produced around the world in 2018. Come on, man. You can't even say that's recent. That's 2 years ago. Actually, I think you can use that as a source. Yeah, I know, but by, like, you know, the time of this article, it's, like, already 2 years, you know. There was already, you know, almost 10,000 more movies.
Yeah, at least.
Put out. All right, I can't find a solid number, so.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So you're right, I'm right, until someone finds out the actual answer, which we probably never will. So
there's six movies total.
At least five movies total. I could actually name you 40 different ones if you want.
No.
I will be naming you 40 different ones in this episode, actually.
Oh, fuck, yes. Okay, good. Good.
It's part of my thing. It's what I do mm-hmm. now. But I feel like in the meantime we should talk about some League of Legends, maybe.
Yeah.
We both love League of Legends. Also, no ARAM report because we haven't played League of Legends in a steady 2 months.
But we do love League of Legends.
We love League of Legends. Genuinely, it is probably the only game that I do love at this point. I just
true.
No game has really drawn me in for a minute, so
yeah, I
don't play them.
Yeah, I haven't played anything in a while.
Yeah. We're retired. Semi-retired, at least.
Wow.
Quite the burp.
Alright, LoL Esports is open.
You know what that means.
Let's start with LCS, because they just wrapped their things up.
Yep, LCS wrapped up.
So where were we at? We were at fucking, what?
FlyQuest versus Cloud9.
Yeah, Cloud9, more like it.
I did say Cloud9. I'm pretty.
Oh, you did?
I was trying to. It might not have come mm-hmm. through well. I tried.
Yeah, we got there.
That's all I can do.
Yeah, I don't know. C9 is a bunch of frauds.
Yep. Fake.
I think Fudge needs to
be relegated back to Australia.
Go to a different team.
He needs to go down under.
Down under.
Yeah.
I think Umpty is pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I think Impact has been running NA for so long now.
He's been running NA since before I was born. Not literally.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been running it. And Yeon is not too bad.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of Team Liquid looked pretty good in this series, genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for them.
It was like C9 forgot how to play Yu-Gi-Oh, so.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Fucking League of Legends.
That's crazy.
I don't know why I was even thinking that.
It's your old age. It's just your brain is corroding away.
Popped in my, yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And it's all just the same now.
Every game is just now going to be referred to as Yu-Gi-Oh. That's how old people actually, like, think about stuff.
I know. I know. They're just like, oh, you're playing that new Mario. They know one video game and it's Mario.
It's Mario. That's it. Yeah.
So that leads us to a final of FlyQuest versus Honda. Hounda.
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 We love Honda.
Should we
What?
You know, get into it?
Yeah, I mean, what else would we do?
Let's see. So this goes four games,
yep.
This series.
Quite the intense series.
Except for the first game.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the
not very intense
at all, in my opinion. I was kind of just trying to fuck around. I mean, I guess like, the second game was pretty good.
Yeah, second game was pretty good.
Pretty back and forth.
Yeah.
The first game, however.
Not back and forth.
Really set the tone for the series, though.
Yes. Apple was him.
Yeah, I planned it ahead. That was his old username. That's a callback. That's a show that I know what I'm talking about. Dan.
Is that his ad on Twitter?
Maybe. I just remember like he played in some like amateur thing.
Yeah.
His name was A Planet Ahead.
Always a planet ahead.
He used to be an ASOL one trick before he like now, started trying to become a pro. Now he's a Taliyah one trick.
And a Ziggs. He played Ziggs.
Did he play Ziggs in this series?
He didn't. Like,
not in this series.
But they, I think,
he does play Ziggs.
I think Fly left it open, and I was like, fuck.
Fuck.
Fucking.
He's going to zig him.
Yeah, literally.
He did not end up zigging them ever.
Didn't need to.
He wasn't on Taliyah was when he was on
ASOL.
That's his one trick, and they lost that game.
Yeah. Did he? Did they?
Game two?
I don't think so.
It was game two, right? No?
No. I think it was game three or game four.
Oh, I'm looking at it wrong. Yeah, it was game three that they were on it.
He definitely shitted on him.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. He breathed on him.
Yeah. He breathed on
that fucking morning breath.
Yuck, bro. Yeah, he makes ASOL look broke as fuck. So
yeah, he had a really good series. I believe he won MVP of the series as well.
Yeah, he probably should have.
He looked really good. Yeon looked really good as well.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would say that Team Liquid as a whole just didn't really look like they had any weak points. They they looked very good as a team. FlyQuest, however, looked lost. It was
not
crazy.
Like
this was like a team that I kind of thought was just going to steamroll whoever they played against, and then they wound up getting steamrolled. And in this first game, they were massacred.
Yeah.
The second game, they at least won that one. And then the third and fourth, it was kind of just more of the same. Like, they just seemed so all over the place and just bad. I don't know. I genuinely feel sometimes some teams are coming in with a disadvantage when they're not playing a best of five. Like Liquid did before this game. So, like, I think that probably helped them play better. But I
wonder what the stats are on, like, the team who was in the lower bracket.
Like, playing better?
Like, went the whole way and won.
Yeah. I think it definitely can help sometimes when you're the underdog and you can have momentum. Because, like, I can remember a couple of times specifically where the better team, like, that was just waiting in the finals for the winner or the loser's bracket team, like, just crush the loser bracket team. But like,
yeah,
I don't necessarily think that means that like it doesn't give them an advantage. I think that means that it was probably just like the better team was winning, which I don't even think that's fully the case here, to be honest. Not that I think TL is bad, because I think that they proved that they could be a very good team. I think especially in this series. I don't know, like FlyQuest just looked a step above every other team, like other teams in the past have, and they just looked so lost. And they did end up losing. So it's strange to me. This game is very, very puzzling to me sometimes. Sometimes it seems like it's draft gap. Sometimes it's evolution, or like, not evolution, but it's like in-game stuff. It's like, sometimes it seems like it's like mental stuff that like beats people. I can't tell exactly why.
The all chats.
It might be. It might be all, APA just all chatting away. And
just yapping.
Literally. Yapped in America. Mm-hmm.
Yappa.
Yep.
Yapped in America. That's good. I heard that one earlier.
I saw that it was on the stream.
It was. They put a tweet up.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, Team Liquid, Team Honda, they're going to MSI.
Honda.
As the one seed, along with FlyQuest as the two seed, so.
Yeah.
Hopefully FlyQuest can get better and turn it around, because, yikes. And hopefully FlyQuest can translate this performance to the international level.
Yeah. Get ready to speak.
Where is it this year? I don't even know.
I don't either, actually. I've got the article is loading. China.
China. Get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. That's like the original meme.
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
Freak said that, right?
No, I think that's just like a pretty common
Freak saying?
No, I get ready to learn shiny. I think that, well, it first started as like a meme in like basketball Twitter, I'm pretty sure, because like when players are like past their prime or they're out of the league, they go to China, and they play over there.
They get the bag over there.
Oh yeah, that's why they go there.
Yeah,
they're probably playing some okay basketball, at least maybe, I don't know, and like they get the bag. So get ready to learn Chinese, buddy. Funny.
I wish I could learn Chinese and get the bag.
Yeah.
Like, just shooting some hoops.
Maybe if you just start now. I think you
played basketball.
Yeah. Just start now. You become a basketball player.
All right. Not hard. All right, right now, Matt, what do you think you could go pro in?
Right now?
Yeah, like okay. Anything. Literally anything.
Pro?
Yes.
Literally anything. Gaming. It would have to be gaming. If I went on a football field, I'd die. I'd like to think if I like had time, I'd like to think I could like play some position in football.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You start training right now.
Okay.
What are you trying to go pro for? Football.
Yeah. I used to play a little when I was younger, and I think it was a while ago, to be fair. But I think I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
What about you?
Golf. Yeah.
Is golf a sport?
Is golf a sport?
Joke.
I was like, huh?
Is bowling?
No.
Okay, thank you. I agree, 100%. I just wanted to clarify.
Bowling is a skill.
I'm with that.
Man, you're playing like D&D or something like. Bowling would be like something you rolled for. Some guys just roll a nat 20.
Yep, sure. I'm with that. You like bowling?
I think I could go. No, I hate bowling.
Hate bowling. Hey, nice.
I think I could go pro in other things too.
Okay.
Mountain biking.
How tall are you? Mountain biking is cool. Anyways,
we'll get back
to that. Running. Is a track?
Yeah. Like long distance running. Okay. I can't run fast.
So you might be a little too old for that, but I don't know.
I'm
really hammering the whole the old jokes.
I gotta
get new material.
It's crazy.
I know.
I've got like, I'm not even like 30, but I do think it's funny when you call 45. Me 45.
I don't care how old you are. You're 45, brother.
Let's see.
It's not just you, by the way. It's just the rules, you know.
I think probably chess.
Nah. Chess a sport?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hey. No, it could be anything. I mean, like you said, video games, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I can make it playing video games. I ain't got that dog in me.
I think I could become a professional League of Legends player if I had the time, the willpower and the mental. I could do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which one of those three is holding you back the most?
All of them.
No, one, you got to pick one that's holding you back the most.
Time. The funny answer? Mental. I always go with the funny answer, so it's a mental.
Always go with the funny, yeah, true. I think those are all the things I can think of that I could go pro in.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, it's easy to say, like, if you had the time, you could, like, go pro in anything, right? I feel like that's like pretty simple. Maybe not. I don't know. It's definitely easy to say it. Being confident is like another thing. Like I'm pretty sure that, like, barring the fact that I'm like 5'9", I have a pretty clean jump shot. So
like,
I believe in myself on the court, but not in the league. You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you think that anybody could go pro in anything? Okay. Not like anything. But basketball, like something.
Not everyone's going pro in basketball. You need to have all like, you need to be gifted with height to play basketball. So
see, I don't.
It's gate kept.
I don't know.
That's true. It's a fact.
If there's no, I mean, I agree. You have to be like proficient in that aspect, but I don't know. I was listening to this podcast and. He was like, I don't believe in like talent. It's just like, Well, that would be talent.
Wait.
Or like, don't people like associate that with talent? Like, just like those being kind of the same thing. Oh, he's born with it.
No, I think you can earn talent. No. You can become maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking about it wrong.
Yeah. When I think of talented, I think of something that's like that, like you're born with. You know, I'm born with this talent, like those guys who can bowl.
Sure.
But like,
or like,
you know.
Magicians.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate talent to have.
Magicians.
Unfortunately. But it's more like, you know, or gifted, I guess. I don't know. Like, I feel like gifted, talent, born with it is all kind of in the same, you know, the same kind of vein. But I think it's just like, you know, putting in the effort and that, like, is what, you know, putting the time in is actually what makes you, like, really good.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. I don't think, like, there are plenty of tall people who fucking can't fucking run and they wouldn't make it in the
can't NBA. Ball
exactly. So like, you don't just become good because you're tall, but that's like half the battle for sure when it comes to basketball. Specifically, it's height. 100%.
Yeah,
no doubt in my
how
mind.
How tall is Steph Curry?
I don't know, probably like 6'4".
Really?
He doesn't even look like that big of a dude, but he's probably like,
no, he doesn't. 6'4".
Google it. He's not that
I big. Am Steph Curry 6'2". He doesn't look like he's that tall.
No, he looks like he's like my height. He's not.
He literally looks like he's like 5-something.
Yeah. A guy who's 5-something looks like a child out on the court. It's crazy.
I know.
That would be the most like just being like courtside of a basketball game would probably put you in your place pretty fast if you think you're tall and you're like not.
Yeah, 5'5". Absolutely.
It'd be like Jesus Christ, like what
if
am
you
I doing here?
If your height starts with a 5 handle, you're not tall.
At least in NBA standards. That's like,
yes. Yes. Like, okay, yeah.
I'd like
yeah.
to say I'm like, I'm not short, but I'm not tall, you know.
Like, a little
I'm
guy, man.
I'm not a little guy either.
Yeah, but it's funny to
like,
say.
You're like 6 foot, right?
Yeah. Yes.
See, but I don't feel like you're like that taller than me. I'm like,
I ain't no little guy, though.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, fuck it. I'm like 5'10". I'm like 5'10", and then if I'm
which obviously Force, rounds up to 6,
exactly.
So.
If I'm wearing Air Force, I'm basically 6 feet. That's just how it is.
Listen, I could be barefoot and I'm 6, so.
Hey, you know what? That's just you and me different.
I'm not. It's funny. Funny shit.
It's something. Anyways, League of Legends. Anything else to talk about with the LCS?
What's the other team that's going to? Is there another team going to MSI?
No, it's just two.
Okay. Fly and Honda. Well, kind of wish FlyQuest didn't go now.
Who else did you want? C9 with Fudge.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I guess if I had to pick one team that wasn't going that I'd want to go, it would be Immortals with no stakes.
With correct
on the line.
if I had to choose, it'd be NRG Kia.
Oh yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a diehard fan.
Always, always have been.
I gotta respect it.
Day one.
Danny's always loved Kia.
Whoa.
All
right.
Any other league you watched, Dan?
Yeah. LEC.
Europe.
Let me mosey on up here. I only got to catch one of these.
I didn't catch any, so.
But I don't think there's like a ton to talk about. Like, you know, 1, 2, 3, like 4 of the 6 games were 2-0s. Oh wait, sorry. There's been so much more than I thought. 1, 2, 3.
You're right. What the fuck? 1, 2, 3. 6 games? 7 to 8 games?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's literally unheard of.
They played 8 games in like a week.
Yeah.
Did they actually play 8 games in a week? I think they
it's like a ton. Which is like kind of crazy. Yeah. This is what needs to happen. So basically, we'll start at the top. So Fnatic stomped Giant X, like obviously. Team not good.
Yep.
And then G2 beat Mad Lions, you know. Obviously. Good team versus, yes, not good team.
Correct.
Then Vitality versus SK was a close one, went to distance. Best of threes, by the way.
Yep.
Vitality win it 2-1.
Yep.
Yeah, I could see that going that way.
Sure.
Team Heretics loses to BDS. Hate to see that. And then that means that Team Vitality and BDS play in the next round, and then Fnatic and G2 play in the next round. G2 whip up Fnatic. I saw the results of this game. I didn't get a chance to watch it, though.
Let's just hope this means we got it out of the way now.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen in about 2 weeks.
Yes.
When the final
yes.
happens.
And then the lower bracket. So Giant X versus Mad Lions.
There was also Vitality versus BDS. This one did go.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
No, you're good. It went mm-hmm. the distance. BDS won it 2-1.
True. Yes. 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 Yes.
Lower bracket.
That sets up. Yep. Sets up the lower bracket. So round one, lower bracket is Giant X versus Mad Lions. Mad Lions win. What a shock. And then Team Heretics versus SK. This is the one that I was able. Oh, no, I didn't catch this one. I caught the Team Heretics BDS one. But Team Heretics win. Yeah, I know. I didn't even realize. Team Heretics win. This one, it goes a distance. But I hope that this Team Heretics team can figure it out. And, you know, it'd be great if they made it to the finals with G2 versus G2 of old. Besides mid lane.
I don't know who that'd be great for, but I'd be happy for them if it happened, I guess.
I'd like to watch it.
Okay.
It'd be good for me.
I'd be happy for you, Dan. So that sets up Vitality versus Mad Lions, Koi, and Fnatic mm-hmm. versus Team Heretics in the lower bracket round two.
Yes.
And
then
also is G2 versus BDS in the winner's final, I believe?
Upper bracket final, they call it. So.
Yep. Okay. Upper bracket, lower bracket, winner, loser.
Yeah.
It's all the same,
yep. There are winner and losers in this bracket.
Correct. Lots of losers. That's right.
And there's an upper and a lower.
Yep.
Let's give some predictions, Matt.
Yeah, sure.
Vitality versus Mad.
I've got Vitality winning just because I don't want Mad to win.
Yeah, but I think it's inevitable.
Yeah, true.
That Mad Lions wins.
Unfortunately, we will be seeing a rematch of the winter split finals, I'm assuming, in the final again.
But yeah, there's also a chance for, you know, G2 Fnatic, so.
Oh, fuck, dude, you're right. That's going to happen. I've got Vitality winning over the Mad Lions Koi.
Uh-huh. All right, I've got Mad Lions winning. Okay. Fnatic Team Heretics.
I want to say Heretics so that they can stop what I fear is coming, but I think it's inevitable like Thanos, and I think that Fnatic will win this one.
I think Team Heretics is my European NRG
okay.
that I will always ride for them.
That's good. I'm happy for
that. So I want them to win.
Yeah, I mean, I want them to win, but I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah, I think they're gonna.
Oh, that's fine.
All right, G2 versus Team BDS.
I don't even feel like I need to answer.
Gamers
that.
2
yep,
is the winner.
It's a given.
You know, I was thinking, you know, because I've been seeing a lot of trades, stuff for the NFL, and,
yep.
you know, when's the draft?
27th.
Of this month?
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, and the draft's coming up, so there's a lot of, you know, discussion, talk about that.
Yeah.
And, what the hell is this? So I was thinking of like all the pick'ems that we did
mm-hmm.
and I was like, okay, how do we do pick'ems for League of Legends?
I don't know. We find the weekly schedules,
you know,
and we pick,
but I feel like that, you know, there's games like every day of the week.
Yeah. We just have to do it. We have to make our picks
before a game. Any game. Okay.
Even though
okay.
I think, yeah, there's like a game every fucking day for like LPL and LCK.
Mm-hmm.
Tough.
Yeah, it's like super tough, and those ones are like at night.
We'll have to lock in and Maybe we'll figure something out. I think that could be fun though.
Yeah, I think it would be cool, and it'd also be cool to see like our stats.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I'd be down.
Man, I wish they had like a League of Legends fucking channel like football where it's like, you know, it just has like all the games, or it like has, you know, it has a selection of games for my region.
That could be nice.
You know, because then it's like, oh no, I miss like I always get to see like this NA team or the NA game or an NA game, and then it's like, okay, I get to see like these other guys too, you know, and that's like, okay, I get a well-rounded opinion on everything while not having to bounce around to everything. But it's tough when they're not all played at the same, like on the same day.
I feel that. Yeah, it's very tough. Ideally that would, you know, come to be, but it probably never will. I think that everything is just kind of how it is, and they're okay with that, and it's going to stay that way.
Yes, which is unfortunate.
Unfortunate for us. For us talkers.
Talkers.
Yeah, that's us.
All right. So let's see. Let's move easterly.
Yeah, we'll move to the east. East.
So yes, they have playoffs also. I did not catch the first round of playoffs, did you?
I did. I'll spit what I know about it real quick. So the first series I believe was the Kwangdong Freaks versus Hanwha Life Esports.
Yeah.
I watched all three games where Hanwha Life dominated the Freaks.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite exciting. Hanwha Life sweep. The Freaks got freaked. Then KT versus Damwon D+Kia. Yes?
D+Kia. Yeah.
KT versus D plus Kia. This one goes five games, but D plus Kia end up winning it. The last two games, it looked like KT Rollster forgot how to play League of Legends. It was bad. Like, real bad.
Hate to hear that.
no more Daryl in the playoffs now. So
true. Now, so we hate that.
Were you about to talk about the next round? Because I was going to try and watch it, but I mean, like,
I was trying to talk about the next round, but
you know what? I mean, fuck it. What's
fuck it?
I mean,
send it.
I know it's Gen G versus D plus, and then T1 versus HLE, correct?
Hanwha. Yes.
So I guess let's hit me with it.
Let's talk about the boring one first. T1 versus Hanwha Life.
That's the boring one.
Hanwha Life 3-0 T1.
Huge. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
See, that just kind of harkens back to me saying team that didn't get to play, they're not coming in as hot as the team that just played. Gotta mean
Hark. Yes. Also, speaking of them not playing, so I guess DDoS has been attacking T1.
It's happening again?
I think it's like
so they're specifically getting,
like, they're targeting like T1's.
That's funny.
Headquarters, whatever. I don't know what it is.
That's why they lost. They're gonna be like bro, you only beat us because we've been getting DDoSed.
That's what people are thinking is being said, but like, I mean, you can't deny that, like, if they like they can't scrim and they can't play solo queue, then like, how are they supposed to, you know, maintain what they're at, or, you know, try and get better or whatever?
I would not disagree with that.
So they haven't been able to scrim, and they haven't played solo queue for 2 weeks.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so
okay, you know what? It means something.
Yeah.
It absolutely means something. They have not had any practice, and Hanwha Life Esports showed them why you need practice.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to, like, say that's the reason, but, I mean, that's, like, a significant amount of time, like, to not be training, essentially,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, no, if in any sport, if a team that...
In anything that you are at the highest level at,
yeah, if you're
2 weeks without, and it's not off-season, 2 weeks in the middle of the season...
Yeah. in the beginning of playoffs. No games. Yes, it's at all. That's tough.
Yes.
That's like
yeah, it's like you know, and I know people are like, I don't know, there's a lot of T1 haters out there, clearly, because they're getting DDoSed and sending the vans. But
more vans?
I guess. But yes. But you know, it's like okay, that's definitely affecting them. It's like, okay, let's think of like an NFL team. They can't work out, they can't train on the field, they can't do anything.
Yeah, they'd get slaughtered.
Literally.
100%. No doubt in my mind about it.
They're gonna be weaker, slower, like everything is gonna be off. So
correct.
So yeah, I think this has definitely impacted them, and hopefully they are somehow able to turn things around.
I agree, because that's kind of rough for the boys at T1.
Yeah, and it's you know, hurting their competitive integrity.
True.
Honestly, if I'm T1, like, and this shit just is like keeps happening, we just like lose this round 3 and then get out and go to China and practice for MSI.
Yeah, but they wouldn't even for sure be going to MSI.
Oh, for real? Oh shit.
I mean, it's only true. The top 2 teams of each region.
So oh, yes.
Round,
true.
They're not going to MSI.
They're not. Okay.
they need to win the next 2 rounds to qualify.
Fuck.
Yeah. Maybe all right, well, practice this week. We'll see.
Mhm. And then the very exciting series was D plus Kia versus Generation Gaming. So this one goes 5 games. I know, actually. Game 1 kind of mid, just because like Gen G are like, we're just going to play the map and not ever fight you guys and just out macro you guys. So they do that, and then they win the first game. Next one was a lot of fighting. I think Showmaker goes undefeated. And I mean on Ari and was like fucking nuts, but I think everyone on DK played really well, and they are able to win this game. Game 3, kind of the same thing. Gen G shot macro D plus. Game 4 was like, at the end there was only 15 kills, and it was like a 35 minute game of game 4. But man, game 5, holy, it was back and forth until probably like the I'd say like, I think it was probably the second or third Baron. So, you know, we're pretty deep into this game, and I mean, it was very close. King was on Gragas this game, and he was playing, like, out of his mind, and then kind of fell off towards the end part of the game. Showmaker was he was actually real good, but, like, it wasn't enough to, you know, carry his team. So they end up losing this game. Gen G move forward, and that sets up our round 3 then.
Yeah, Gen G versus Hanwha.
Hanwha, and then round 3 of T1 versus D plus Kia.
That's gonna be a banger, hopefully.
All right. Yeah, let's give predictions.
Yeah, it's hard to bet against D plus when T1 has not practiced allegedly. So.
Yeah, it's hard to choose T1 right now, so
yeah.
I think I'm in the same boat as you.
Kia and Gen G.
Gen G is hard to go against ever, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down to go with that. Those picks are it. Now, I don't want to talk about LPL because I do plan to try to watch this all in its entirety.
I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 have already been played. Yes, I think like as soon as we're done, I'm gonna go Cause I'm a tired ass boy. I'm gonna go lay down and put some of these on.
Nice.
Yeah, it's gonna be fucking nuts.
So what do we got? We got media review, and I could list off the movies that I watched of the past month.
Oh yeah. I'll just speed run that real quick. Okay, wait. How many movies did you watch this month?
I watched last month. I watched three movies in the month of March.
Holy shit, he's so far ahead.
I'm gapping the year.
Who'd I tell? Oh, I told my cousin who's a moviegoer also.
Yeah.
And I said, bro, my friend is watching a movie a day for the whole year. And he's like, that dude's crazy. I said, no. He's ahead. He's like, what?
Don't worry, I'll follow up soon. what day did I start? I started on the 2nd of March, I believe, this year. Cause I think
he even had days where he didn't watch movies, and he still got 40.
Yeah, I've got
a 40 bomb. Holy shit!
40 bomb. I watched in order: Event Horizon, Reservoir Dogs, Alien, Mission Impossible, The Zone of Interest, Dawn of Dead, 2004. Blood Quantum, American Fiction, Pulp Fiction, Aliens, mm-hmm. Mission Impossible 2, The Fablemans, Poor mm-hmm. Things, Minority Report, I Think We're Alone Now, Sunshine, From Dusk Till Dawn, Thanksgiving, Dream Scenario, 12 Monkeys, Deathgasm, Mission Impossible 3, American History X, True Romance, The Pope's Exorcist, Roadhouse 2024,
Roadhouse,
The Abyss, Deadpool, Deadpool 2, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, Escape from New York, The Loved Ones, Midsommar, The Monster, Godzilla, X-Kong, The New Empire, Kill Bill Volume 1, Warrior, Fantastic Four, 2005, and Green Room. And the best movie that I watched out of all of these was Pulp Fiction by far. And the worst one was Fantastic Four, 2005.
Yeah, that one's not very good, but...
No, holds a special place in my heart, though. I love that movie.
Yes, yeah. Well, how old were you when that came out?
5.
Yeah, same. I think I saw that, too.
I was like, I love this.
Yeah. Is that the one with the Silver Surfer?
No, there is one with the Silver Surfer, which I plan to watch mm-hmm. soon, but I also love that one.
Yeah, I wish I was there to watch Alien and Aliens with you guys.
Yeah, that's all right. I don't think that the boys liked them as much, but I love those movies, so.
That's
one of my favorite action movies of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe I might have to fuck around and watch it. What'd you watch it on?
HBO?
Fuck.
Yes. Don't worry, we're gonna go see it in theaters, Dan.
Uh-huh.
yeah. Big month of movies for your boy.
What was my favorite that I watched? Probably Zone of Interest. That was a banger.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. I like that movie a lot from a technical standpoint, but I think that it mm-hmm. It's a strange movie. I definitely wouldn't watch it with homies as a first time experience, because I feel like I would have maybe not had more fun, but I think the movie kind of takes a certain point of focus.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like I always have that when I watch movies with the boys, because sometimes, you know, things get said, we start talking, start joking a little bit. It's a very serious movie.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I do think it's a very good movie as well.
See, I try and get in that mindset and not let the boys take me out of it. But
oh, yeah, that's fine. It's just sometimes someone makes a joke and I just can't help but laugh. It's pretty hard to, like...
Hey, we're a group of funny fellas, yeah, so, you know.
I'm not disagreeing with that. All my movies are funny. But, you know, I knew that going into it. I knew it. I wasn't worried mm-hmm. about it. It
yeah, yeah.
I get it.
All right, so the media review is not about any of those movies.
No, it's about a movie watched yesterday, 2 days ago.
April.
That, you'll hear about it
2 days ago.
2 days.
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
It was
a Korean
decision
movie.
To leave.
Correct. We read this movie.
Correct.
Correct.
We did read this movie.
This is directed by, I believe it's Park Chan Woo. I think I had a thing pulled up. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Not rated.
Not rated, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a movie that came out in 2022. It's a mystery slash romance.
Ugh.
I don't want to talk about this in any spoiler capacity. I think we can just say our piece about it and let it be. Because I think we can
give a quick synopsis, but not a spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to talk about just what's on, like, Google, that's what I would do. Like, just say
yeah.
just that.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what IMDb has.
Oh, no, it's
a detective investigating a man's death in the mountains meets the dead man's mysterious wife in the course of his dogging sleuthing.
Okay.
Why was that so tough to fucking read?
It was a weird sentence.
Yeah, it was an extremely weird sentence.
A bit abnormal. Without saying any more, this movie is both hilarious, depressing, and enjoyable. There were some genuinely fun moments, enjoyable moments, funny, depressing. It had a little bit of everything. It builds up mystery very well, even when you don't feel like there is any. I enjoyed a lot of different things. There were multiple sequences that I thought that there was just incredible, like directing, camera work, all of it. I enjoyed this movie thoroughly.
Wait, here's another one. This one's better. From a mountain peak in South Korea, a man plummets to his death. Did he jump or was he pushed? Dun dun dun. When Detective Hey Jun arrives on the scene, he begins to suspect the dead man's wife.
CEO Ray.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But as he digs deeper into the investigation, he finds himself trapped in a web of deception and desire.
Yeah.
Why is the tag here? Okay, never mind. Okay. I'm not even going to say it because I know why. I was like, wait, and then I knew. Yes, I agree with everything that you said. This one was, honestly, how do I say this? It's like, the ending was so sad.
I agree. It was one of the most depressing endings I've seen in a while, to be honest.
Yes.
I think it tells the story about two characters very well. And I think that it really kind of, it in such a, not a short amount of time, because it is 2 hours, but it kind of gets you to care about these people very organically. It doesn't feel like it's forced. Everything feels natural and nothing feels strange. And it's one of the best romance movies I've seen in a while, too. Not that I watch a ton, but like I have watched quite a few. And this is definitely one of the better ones. This is easily one of my favorites I've seen this year. And I recommend it to anyone listening, for sure.
Yeah,
Do not let the subtitles scare you off.
No, I. That's what I try and tell, like, and everybody. Yeah. Like, that's the one thing. Like, if you see, like, a highly rated foreign movie, absolutely read it.
Absolutely read it.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
And like it's always worth it, you know, like Raid 2, like, I mean, come on.
You don't even need to read those ones.
An easy one is like Parasite.
Yeah. All timer.
You know? Like, come on.
Come on.
Come on. How do you
boy. Another classic.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Good movie.
It's you know.
Come on. Just learn how to read.
Just read.
I feel like it's very hard to review this movie because I really don't want to spoil anything because I really do think everyone should watch this movie if they can. It's free on
Mubi.
If you have internet, you can watch this movie for free.
Mubi! One more time, please.
Mubi.
What is it?
Yeah,
okay, all right. Got it.
Yeah.
I think throughout the entire movie, it is... It definitely captures you in like you said, makes you care about the characters in it. Mm-hmm. But there's also definitely that piece of mystery in it.
Absolutely.
Where it's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yep.
And I think even as you find out things throughout the whole movie, it still like holds that, you know, that mystery and everything throughout the whole thing.
Yep, I would agree.
Like it's just like layer by layer, so
definitely agree.
I don't know if there's more we can say about this.
I don't want to say anymore. I love this movie and I think people should watch it, and I'm gonna give it a 9.
That's crazy. That's what I was gonna give it.
Yes. 9 for losers. Certified losers Q 9.
Yes. Not certified, not a loser.
Not a loser. Certified, not yes. A loser. This one's a winner.
Correct. Yeah. So, yes, go watch it on Mubi.
Yeah.
I mean,
always funny.
You know, we're pretty avid movie watchers, Matt, a little bit more than me, but he's got something else going on, you know. He's got a whole thing he's working towards, so.
Yeah, a goal.
Uh-huh. Me? Nuh-uh. No. I'm just a movie goer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still that. But I get mm-hmm. what you mean.
Yeah.
Have I ascended movie goer? I'm past that.
Let's see.
Now movie period. I am movie.
When are you able to become a critic?
I think when you go to like college and like learn how to write. You know what
Gay.
I mean? I should become a critic, Dan.
You should do what the Dune guy does. Like, I don't know, he's like got
spam the same movie?
No. Oh. Like that guy's like a what do I call it? An amateur movie reviewer? Is that like a correct?
I don't really follow the guy. I just know that he saw Dune.
I don't either. I'm kind of assuming.
Did you see what they gave him?
Yeah.
They're like, you get tickets?
Popcorn? Yeah. Uh-huh. I think they were sending him something, too.
Oh, yeah. I think Universal was sending it. Or not Universal. Is it Legendary that, like, produced the movie? They're sending
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, he didn't get what he wanted. He wanted front row seats to the premiere of Dune 3 whenever it gets announced.
I mean,
not getting that.
He should keep watching it, then.
I hope he keeps documenting it in, like, his fucking viewer base falls off and he just keeps doing it for the love of the game, just to prove that he's in it for the love of the game.
I wonder if there's I wonder if it's Dune 2 still in theaters.
Yeah, but I think
there it is.
I think it's either sharing screens in IMAX or it's not in IMAX anymore because
yeah, I don't think it is either.
I don't know. Some theaters might split the time. Some theaters might just be like, sorry, Godzilla vs. Kong IMAX. Smile.
True. Let's see. There was 4 showings of it today in Laser. At AMC.
I don't know what the fuck Laser is.
I don't know what the fuck that is either. And then at another theater, there was 3 showings, also in Laser. I mean, it's definitely still in theaters, so.
Sure.
Hmm. But there's only, you know, at max 4 showings, so. He better get out there and watch it in regular form.
Format, yeah.
In tiny screen form.
So anyways,
IMAX, yeah.
Huh? No, go ahead.
I was gonna say IMAX is cool like that. Like it's
big.
Yeah. And you know, the only way that you can like experience a movie like that is having to actually go through the theater.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to watch movies in theaters, but I also don't want to take the time all the time. So
yeah.
I think I'm gonna go catch a movie tomorrow and then we go see Monkey Man. Pretty excited for that.
Monkey. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna see it tomorrow. Maybe if they have it at the Regal by me, I'll go watch it.
Deadass, you wanna see it tomorrow?
At what time?
I don't like, know. We got to look up a time. We could talk. We could talk. We don't need to make plans on the Losers Cube podcast.
True.
How do you want to end it?
Goodbye.
I think we both should make... we should make a... I can't put the word on it.
Let's every time we have the podcast, Matt, let's try and make it 2% better.
2% better?
Yeah.
I definitely feel like we regressed. I don't know what point was our peak, but I definitely think that we regressed from there. Wherever it was.
I don't know if we've ever peaked.
You don't think we peaked yet? You think we can get
better? Don't know. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay. Well, then cool. Yeah. Okay.
How do we... What's something... easy off the dome, 2% better.
I mean, wait, 2% like for the ending or just like overall?
Overall.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing easy off the dome for me. I don't know. A-Rams, probably.
True.
Yeah.
One A-Ram a week.
Yeah. But to end this, I feel like we need to make some kind of... so almost a choice, if you will. Then maybe there's another word for
ultimatum.
It. Yeah. Ultimatum. Maybe, yeah. Maybe a decision
it's like,
to leave.
It's like it's. I've decided.
You've decided. I've decided. We're gonna leave.
I decided to leave.
There it is. That's the episode. And then I end it right now.